We're doing the Sidra Dorot. We're up to the year 2126. Shelach, the son of Arpachshad, was born when Yaakov and Esav were 18. And he merited to see 9 generations. So now that they're 18, so Yitzchak sends Yaakov to Shemen Aver to learn. And Yaakov learned there 32 years. And Esav didn't want to go. He didn't want to go learn Torah. So he stayed by his father in Canaan. Esav was a swindler. Esav had cunning. Esav was a smooth talker. Esav would trick people. And Esav was very good at hunting and fighting. And so he stayed in Seir, and he was there for a period, and he saw the son of a Canaanite named, the daughter of a Canaanite named Be'eri. Her name was Yehudis, the daughter of Be'eri, the son of Afar, from the family of Chet, the son of Canaan. And he married her. He was 40 years old, and he brought her out to Hebron. Esav had 2 wives, Yehudit and Basmat. They write that they reappeared in the cattle of Aravna HaYevusi that he offered as a sacrifice on the Temple Mount. Shem passed away in the year 2158 when Yitzchak was 110. Yaakov was 50 years old. There's a mistake in Rashi and Sota that says that Yaakov was 60. He quotes over here. I don't know who he's quoting. That do say, that point out that this is a mistake in Rashi, that Yaakov was 50. So he quotes a bunch of other mistakes and calculations that were misprints. I don't know, we have to go into all these misprints that he quotes. He quotes over here that the Rashbam in Baba Basra says that Chanoch buried Adam and Shem, and that's a misprint, he says, because Shem was born after Chanoch passed away. In the land of Og, he says, I saw a grave that was 80 amos long, and they say that is where Shem, the son of Noach, was buried. And when Shem passed away, so Yaakov's Rebbe passed away, he went back to his father, to Hebron. According to one opinion, Rachel was born in the year 2161, and Leah was born 2 years later. This isn't going in line with the Seder Olam Rabbah that holds that they were twin sisters. Yaakov, so that's when Yaakov is 53, right? In the year 2161. In the year 2164, Yaakov is 56 years old, and Rivka hears that her brother Lavan had children, because originally Lavan's wife, her name was Adina, was barren, and then she had 2 daughters. So here he quotes from the Seder Ayom, which is really from the Seder Olam Rabbah, that they were twins. And that's what it says in the Levush Ora. It's interesting that there are other sources that say that Lavan had four wives, but Bnei Noach go after their mothers, and that's why Yaakov could marry two sisters, because they came from different mothers, that Lavan had four wives. So that's there is a source that says that. That is the Paneach Raza. That's a late Rishon. I have his book at home, the Paneach Raza. Beautiful book. So at that time, Yitzchak told Esav, go hunt for me, make me good food, I want to bless you. And Esav cried when his blessings were stolen. So he brings over here, Rivka is a Gilgal of Chava, Yaakov is a Gilgal of Adam, that listened to Chava to his detriment, and that's why Rivka has to tell Yaakov, Ach Shma Bekoli, she tells him, Ach, but, why but? She's saying, but even though technically deep down inside you feel like once you've listened to me before and it was wrong, this time it's for good. In the Shochet Tov, it says that Esav dropped three tears, one from the right, one from the left, and one was tied between his eyes. So he doesn't quote the continuation. If I remember correctly, there's Ben Ish Chai that says you should give three coins to charity before you start davening, corresponding to the three tears of Esav. And he says specifically to give two and then one. Because it says initially he dropped two tears and then one. I don't know where it says, somewhere it says that. Esav came from the Sitra of Chava, Yefet reappeared in Esav, and the spark of Esav reappeared in Shimshon and in Zimri. Okay, so we're up to the year 2170. According to the Yalkut Shimoni, Rachel and Leah were born this year. A year later, Yaakov gets blessed when he is 63 years old. Yitzchak is 123. Yaakov runs away to the house of Aver, who is the son of Shem. He's scared of his brother Esav. He's there for 14 years. So now the girls are 15 years old, Rachel and Leah. And over there he learned the ways of Hashem until the year 2185. The Medrash says that Yaakov got the blessings in the month of Nisan. Other sources say on Pesach. In the Zohar it says that Hashem didn't want to reveal to Yitzchak Esav's wickedness so that Yitzchak would bless Yaakov in error. And that's because Yitzchak was so pure, he couldn't bless Mituv Haaretz Ki Im Mimino. Whatever that means. He couldn't bless from the good of the land. I'm not sure what it means. Ki'im mimino. Dove.